This morning, we conclude our series on senior housing options in Metro Milwaukee. There is a myriad of choices here for older adults, from senior apartments to assisted living facilities. Help is also available to lessen the anxiety the person or loved ones may experience. Today, we're joined by two experts who guide families making the transition. Adele Lund works for Laureate Group. It operates senior communities here. And Patricia Bruce, she's part of Interfaith Older Adult Programs.
Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pat, let me start with you. Can you describe the kind of calls that you receive?
Most of the calls we receive are not ones that are pre-planned. They are something that's happened generally in a crisis, or mom and dad are in the hospital and or they are ill and they need to move. They need to do something. And that's when we start talking about what's going on with mom and dad, and then informing and working with the family members about their options to either stay at home safely, bringing in services, or moving, and the process that that involves, and looking at living options.
Adele, let me bring you into the conversation. I understand that you conduct on a regular basis seminars for people that are in this position where they're seeking housing or discussing housing options. When you are in front of a group and you look out over the audience, what is it you say that you can see the most heads nodding up and down in agreement?
That question is going to be a little different depending upon that audience. For the children of seniors, recognizing that the struggles they have, that they're trying to do the right thing, but they're sometimes not sure what that is, what their options are. It's not always a crisis, but sometimes it's helping the children understand what they're seeing and putting a different perspective on it. Instead of accepting some of the challenges that they have with their loved one, understand that a change might actually make them healthier and more independent than waiting until they can no longer do much of anything and then thinking about a change. When I'm talking to seniors themselves, I'm helping them understand how to overcome the fear of the unknown and fear of change, which I think is the biggest fear they have. They'd rather stay in an uncomfortable situation because at least they know the devil in the detail, but they don't know what that next step is going to look like. And so part of my and Laurie Group's mission is to inform and educate and make them aware so that it becomes more comfortable as a possibility rather than just that scary thing that someone's going to make me do sometime.
Pat, do you encounter families that are relatively well-adjusted in most cases, or does it happen that there is an element of dysfunctional families that you are in consultation with on a regular basis?
We get everything. We get families who are very close-knit. They work together very well. Some are local. Some are spread across the country. With social media, they figured out all different ways to communicate. Very often, it can be something that pulls a family together or rips a family apart. It can be a son or a daughter here in Milwaukee that sees what's going on with their mom or dad, or it can even be an older sibling, or it can be a grandparent, aunt or uncle. They can see what's going on. The people out of town can't. And they may be hearing a different story than from the older adult themselves. But this state is very much into following the federal guideline of being in your least restrictive setting and being at home. And so until someone is unsafe or can't manage being safe, but those are the questions that we ask, are all based around safety.
Adele, do the people that you come in contact with find that this wealth of options when it comes to housing is literally a godsend, or do they find that to be yet overwhelming some more, that there's just too much to choose from?
It's absolutely overwhelming, especially when, as Pat alluded to, some of them are crisis, not all of them, but when you're in a crisis and you've got to make a decision soon, having so many options is confusing because they're labeled differently. There is supportive care, there's attended care, there's assisted care. So we sometimes make this business harder than it needs to be, and that's why having resources, whether it's Interfaith and Pat's team, or if it's, we have a resource line also, Laureate Cares, and those kinds of lines where someone can simply talk with them while they sit in the comfortable recliner in their living room, help them understand the possibilities. And it starts by asking questions about their situation. I want to understand what your situation is. Though I've done this for almost 30 years, every family has one little difference, and the moment you assume you know what their situation is, you've just done them a disservice, and you can accidentally point them in the wrong direction. you really need to give them options. So I don't always give them answers. I help them find their own answers by asking them the right questions and then giving a narrow group of options as opposed to this broad group of options that is nearly impossible to navigate.
I would imagine that one of the leading questions for many individuals or families is cost. Is cost affordable? How does that fit into this whole discussion?
Cost can vary dramatically, and it will vary depending upon sometimes what Metro Milwaukee that community is. It can vary depending upon if it's independent living or assisted living, the level of assistance needed, how much hands-on care does that person need, how much time do they have with a nurse touching them as opposed to an aide touching them, do they need secure memory care, or are they just frail and they just need a little bit of hands-on physical support throughout the day. All of those can vary dramatically. So when I'm talking with a family member, I've done it for the last two nights, and one of the first things I ask them after I understand the physical need of that person is, tell me about your finances. And I need to have a sense of that because there are some funding sources. There are some ways that you can make this affordable for most anyone, depending upon what their situation is, where they live, which county they live in. All those are important bits of information. So there's something for everyone, and everyone can get what they need, but it's a matter of finding the right person who can guide you to it.
Pat, there's been an evolution in this field over the years, from what I understand, the field of senior housing. Is it keeping up with demand, or are things changing in some way that the housing choices just quite aren't lining up the way you'd like to see them?
We are very fortunate in Wisconsin to have a broad spectrum of services for older adults and living options. And we also have the long-term care system, the federally funded and supported dollars with state dollars. And so we do have family care and community care and eye care that allows for families to stay in the community or in their least restrictive setting. We are very fortunate in Milwaukee to have one of the longest-term, oldest departments on aging in the state of Wisconsin. They do living options meetings in the home. Folks of any income level, that's available to any adult and their family. They're given the full financial and physical screening. A family will know how much they need to private pay going into while they're looking for their various options, or whether they're going to fit for supportive services from the county, the state, right away. And they don't need to be worrying very often. The competition, I think, is very stiff around the greater Milwaukee area. And so I think we're very fortunate to have the good services that we do from both the private and the public sector.